All right, 21 minutes now after 8 on your Wednesday morning. And boy, we now have the official fight, and it's official. Let's go to Washington, D.C. and check in with our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing well. I just said the fight is official, isn't it, John?
It is official. Now Donald Trump and Joe Biden are officially the presumptive nominees for their respective parties. So the fight is over on the Republican side, and it's going to be a rematch of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump in the November presidential election.
And so that means, and they just have the final capping off of things, and that'll be at the conventions of this summer.
Yeah, that's right. So the Republican convention is in mid-July. That will be in Milwaukee. The Democratic convention is mid-August. That will be in Chicago, Illinois. And so we know it's going to happen. It won't be a big surprise. I think the only thing that we don't know is on the Republican side, who Donald Trump will choose as his running mate. We don't know. That's the one part that's left unsaid in terms of the results that took place last night.
All right. So now we have that. And, you know, everybody here calling it grueling because it's just going to be so long, you know, and it's already been very, very tough, but it's happening. And so now we see President Biden. He's on the road quite a bit, isn't he?
He really is. You know, this is in the aftermath of his State of the Union address, which took place last Thursday night. He was on the road immediately in Philadelphia on Friday, Atlanta on Saturday. Today he hits the road. He's going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Gives you a sense about how both parties view Wisconsin. So important in terms of getting the 270 electoral college votes. The president will be in Wisconsin today. He'll be in Michigan tomorrow. These two states will be visited quite a bit by both Joe Biden and Donald Trump between now and the presidential election in November.
You know, we had a lot of people, this is just totally off, it's not off topic, but it, you know, we have had people talking about, you know, the independents and the people who, you know, are kind of in the middle and not really sure which way they're going to go, that kind of thing. Maybe they're not really paying attention to the election just yet. But, you know, now we're getting closer. When do you think they're going to the polls are going to start showing what they're thinking after the conventions, or do we start seeing that
now? After the conventions, you know, and when people really pay attention to the presidential election, which is after Labor Day. So a lot of this is, you know, campaigning, reminding voters of what you've done, you know, for both Donald Trump and Joe Biden, reminding voters of what your 4 years were like for Donald Trump. For Joe Biden, it's reminding voters how his policies have helped in terms of where things stand in the U.S. economy, strong job growth, inflation down significantly from where it was this time next year. And then, of course, there's also the fundraising. So much money will be raised as it relates to this presidential campaign. But really, people start paying the most attention after Labor Day in September.
Okay. All right. Well, and that makes sense. You know, we're all procrastinators when it comes to that, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
So TikTok, we have that whole bill happening. Tell me where that all stands.
Well, it looks like there are enough votes to pass it in the House of Representatives. This would be a bill that would either prohibit TikTok from being used in this country, or at least forcing the sale of TikTok, the major problem both parties have, because it is a bipartisan opposition to TikTok, is the fact that it is owned essentially by China. And so that's problematic because of what our FBI director says is the national security concerns posed by TikTok. So the president said that if this bill that is going to likely pass the House today makes it to his desk, he will sign it. So that's sending a very strong message to China. China not pleased by this, but we don't know what's going to happen in the U.S. Senate when the bill heads over there.
Well, I did hear the Shark Tank guy say he was going to buy it. He was going to buy it, make it an American country.
There you go. The Shark Tank guy. Yeah. Well, look, you know, I mean, I think it's important to keep in mind that TikTok, you know, is the most popular app out there right now. And that's why it's getting so much attention in terms of this action that the House will take at some point during the day. It's remarkable that this bill has gotten as far as it's gotten, to the point where there's going to be a vote, an up or down vote on the House floor today.
All right. Well, we will have a chance to chat with you on Friday. How's that sound?
I like it. Sounds great. Thanks so much, Pam. Have a great day. Bye-bye.